Well, we're getting Mother Nature kind of wreaking havoc with holiday hoops. So the planned Princeton doubleheader on another day and another time warp, I'd be calling Princeton Southeast games tonight. But that's not happening. I was just outside. It's about 3 below, and I think the wind chill is about 30 below. And I don't mind not going to the Ketchum Center. It's a short trip for me from here at the station, Coach, but it's just too darn cold outside.
Yeah, it's cold. We was out a little bit, and you know, as I get every year I get older, it seems that cold seems to be a little colder too.
Correct. Yeah, I was the same way this morning. I think it was 3 this morning, and it felt like it was 50 below.
That cold gets a lot quicker to my bones than it used to.
I understand that completely. Your team, you know, we're going to kind of talk about a couple of Princeton teams going here in opposite directions, and, you know, certainly Dan would be the first one to say that his boys have played two really good teams over the last week in Gallatin and Green City. And Gallatin and Green City, they aren't quite at the same level girls-wise, but still another a couple of nice victories for your team since we talked last, correct?
Yeah, and you look at Gallatin, we first looked them up. I think they were 4-2 when we went in, so they're playing a lot better than they had been. They're just really athletic. I think once they get, you know, some chemistry between them and basketball going, they're going to be a tough team. But they're just really athletic right now, and they shot the ball well against us.
Yeah, there is. You know, I've noticed this with a couple of teams that I think are better, and South Harrison was a team I was thinking of when I called their game against Trenton. Yeah, I was talking about this with Coach Cool, how South Harrison, 2 years ago, they brought in some bigs, but they still couldn't shoot the ball really well. They could shoot it a little bit better last year. They had the bigs, but they couldn't quite handle the ball in traffic and dribble drive. And they got that machine going right now, and I kind of feel like Gallatin's kind of like right in the middle of there, where they made some steps this year, but they got a lot of young kids that are getting better fast.
Yeah, and they are. And I, you know, I could have told you that about South Harrison pretty quick. We got to feel that second game of the year, and their third game of the year, and they are. They're a lot better, and they hit 8 threes on us, and so did Gallatin. Gallatin shot, and they're kind of, like I said, just every game they're going to get a little bit better because they've got the athleticism. They just get court time, and they're going to get better.
So you're supposed to play tonight, obviously. You know, it's holiday hoops. It is what it is. It's the winter time. You get a bad storm. You get some wind. You get some cold. Games aren't played. So you got hit with that. How do you turn this into a positive, Coach? You get a little bit of a break. You can kind of look and see where the Lady Tigers are. You don't play again until Milan on the 3rd. You don't want the girls to kind of lose their rhythm. But what's kind of the plans now since you don't play here for another week and a half?
Well, I think, you know, probably not just us. Everybody's had this same issue. We haven't had, you know, everybody healthy for the last 3 weeks. You know, we've been missing players and you know, having players not playing at 100%, or they just got back off from being out on the flu for 3 or 4 days. So, you know, it's maybe going to be nice to get everybody back in January, maybe get all this flu bug behind us, get their legs rested back up, get their lungs back on track, and, you know, hopefully we can get everybody completely healthy again.
As I just kind of look at the scoreboard here over the last couple of games, Coach, your defense has been pretty good. Trenton, you gave up only 39. You're pretty good against Gallatin. You gave up 42 to Green City. Do you kind of feel like defensively that the girls are making a couple of really good strides?
Well, we are, and again, if we can just knock the teams hitting the three-pointers on us out, we'll be even better. But you know, we just make a decision. Are we going to let them hit from outside? Are they going to let us hurt us inside and off the dribble? We've chose to kind of pack in right now. And you know, we told the girls that night, if you can hold teams between 35 and 40, and, you know, with offensively, we do some pretty good things sometimes, and Addie's going to, you know, get her 18 to 20 a game, I think. So if we can hold teams to 35, 40, it gives us a chance to win a lot of games, and that's kind of what our goal is right now.
Well, it's you know, since we did mention you don't play again until the new year, you're at Milan on the 3rd, and kind of, you know, giving you a little bit of what I saw from Milan at Atlanta the other night, and I know you've probably seen him on film and have kind of heard through the grapevine what Coach Hurley has this year, but it's an interesting team without Katie Pauley. They're different. I think you can't sit there and say they're as good as last year when you lose to Katie Pauley, but they are different, and they have a lot of different options that on any given night could, you know, rise up and score 10 to 15 points.
Well, it just when you're in practice now, your practice plan has to be different. It used to be you got to stop her and hope the others don't hurt you, but your primary concern is on Katie. Now this year, you're really not sure who you have to stop, and so I think probably more in practice, what we have to do is just worry about us again. We're going to worry about us doing some things well and focus on you know what we think some of their defensive weaknesses are and that type of thing. So you know, their personnel, they got six or seven girls that are all going to come in and play, and, you know, a couple kids outside, and the dad and the girls, a good long, lanky kid inside. So we're going to have to just maybe prepare for the team and not the individual this year.
Yeah, we talked about, you know, certainly you were impressed with South Harrison. I was really impressed with South Harrison when they played down here at Trenton High School. You got them coming to your place on the sixth, Coach, and I know, you know, you're not in the habit of overlooking anybody. The girls aren't either, but South Harrison at Princeton on January 6th, that'll be a big opportunity for your team, will it not?
Well, you know, again, they're a good basketball team, and they beat us by 20 earlier in the year, and they deserve to. They come out and play fair enough. But, you know, we just hope we can come out and have a better showing, and I'm going to demand that we do. And the girls have just got to go out and perform. And I think, you know, depending on, again, how healthy everybody is, I think we'll hopefully play them a little bit tighter. And you know, I think, you know, we both have a couple of really good players on the team, and then we both have some good role players to come in and do some things well. So, you know, maybe it's just going to be about a rhythm. Who can get into a rhythm in that game?
What's been kind of rolling through, Coach? I know with me personally, it's just been a cough. I haven't been able to shake. A knock on wood, it's been better for me the last couple of days. But has it been mostly congestion and just that consistent cough with the girls?
Well, we've had a couple with the flu. I mean, just flat out had the flu, and they had to go out home from school and stay out of school for a couple of days. And then, you know, once it gets down with the flu, then it goes into the chest a little bit. So we've had a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. As a whole, you know, and you can kind of zero in on this too. You have a few games in February, and certainly you have the crossover games, and you know, then you get to districts by the end of February. But most of the season, you know, that month of January, there's a lot of games. There's two tournaments in January, and it's really going to kind of establish what sort of seed you're going to have for districts when it comes to the end of February, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I just sent a message to our girls just yesterday at practice just saying, hey, great first half of the season. We worked hard. We got to work even harder, and now it gets tough. January, there's just no breaks. You go full blast in January, play three and four games maybe a week, and so, you know, that we're really going to test ourselves to see what kind of team we're made of in the next probably month and a half.
Yeah, when you know, it's a really good resume. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. There's a lot more W's and L's. The L's you've had against good people. King City's kind of an underrated team that you didn't play well against. We know what Mercer and South Harrison are. Specifically, because I think folks in this area of the state, they know what South Harrison has, they know what Mercer has. What kind of separates you guys from the South Harrisons and the Mercer right Mercers, where if you play a team of that caliber again, you'll have to do, you know, steps one and two to be more competitive against teams like that?
Well, part of what we're having to adjust to is most teams are spending, you know, 90% of their defensive energy on Addie right now and taking her out of the ball game, and they've done a good job. And, you know, that's getting better every game for us, and that's getting better for Addie every game. Sometimes as a coach, there's not a whole bunch you can do if a team's out there just getting with it and taking her out of play. That comes down on the player, and she's done a great job the last two or three games. I know Green City had two or three on her all night. I think she turned 29 on them, and I think Gallatin had a girl chasing her, you know, around all night, and I think she had 24. So she's starting to find what it's going to take to get open. I think she's doesn't like it a lot, but she knows what it takes, and she's not a kid who's going to back away from it. She takes that challenge, and she works even harder. So I think, you know, next time we play them and they throw those defensive looks at her, you know, she's going to be a little more prepared for it. That was the second, third, or fourth game of the year when they did that to her. You know, it was not shell shock. We knew it was coming, but it just takes giving her the opportunity to find out, now this is how I've got to work to get open.
South Harrison tournament, Coach, and I don't have a bracket or anything like that. I don't even know if the seeds are out yet, but are you anticipating a two seed behind South Harrison in that thing?
Now, Mercer's in it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So, actually, the seeds are out. I really can't say a whole bunch about what they are because I don't know if Kale wants them released yet. So, the seeds are out on that tournament, and he'll probably send them to you really quick. But, you know, we're proceeded where we thought he should be, and you know, there's two or three really good teams in that tournament, so we're going to have to play again.
Well, you know, I thought of you guys in South Harrison. I thought just immediately that makes that a good tournament. You throw Coach Owen's teams in there, that tournament's going to be loaded.
Yeah, there's you know, what I consider three really I put us in that. I think we're a good basketball team. There's three really good basketball teams in that thing that, you know, I think on a given night, if they play well, has a chance to beat the other. So, and then throw Northeast Nottawa in there. They're playing decent right now. And then you have, you know, the four that's 7-5 through 8, you know, they're better. They're still making strides to become a good basketball team, and they're going to be battling as well.
You know, you talked about how, you know, Addy's getting so much attention from defense. I'm going to go back to what Coach Kuhl told me after the Trenton-Princeton game, where he pretty much said, we threw the kitchen sink at Addy Henke, and she still managed to find and, you know, didn't hit a lot of shots and still found a way to get 18 points and was the best player on the floor for Princeton. I agreed with him. I thought in an 18-point game against Trenton, I was really impressed how Addy didn't force anything in that game.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. She's just doing a great job, and it's, you know, we try to run stuff for her, and we try to, you know, run her off some screens, but teams are doing a great job. They're out there praying, and Addy gets everything she gets because she works her tail off, and then there's no other way to say it. But, you know, but she's starting to get used to it a little bit, whether she likes it or not. She's getting used to it and realizing what it's going to take. And so the next time we play some of these teams that we played early, I think she's going to be a little more seasoned, a little more ready to roll for that type of stuff.
Thinking what I enjoy about watching Addy play, too, is it's one thing to be good, but she has a lot of fun. You can tell she really enjoys playing the game.
Well, and I think one thing that separates her from a lot of other really good players is she's a great player right now, but she knows there's a lot more she can do to get better, and she's going to be the hardest working player on the floor every night. So some teams, when you watch a kid who's got a really good player, you know, they kind of coast and they just kind of let things happen. But Addy's working every time she's on the floor.
Coach, appreciate the time. Wish you and your family a Merry Christmas this weekend. Happy New Year, and we'll catch up at the end of the new year.
All right, that sounds great. Stay in touch.